Swallows. Zigzags? Eddie squints at our shopping list. Back to your old habits. Eddie's writing has big loops and generous full stops. He's added three grinning heads after Gordon's gin. Mine is a cramped scrawl, useless for lists. Results are patchy on shopping days. Our favourite nephew is coming to stay. He's a roadie, all writhing tattoos and mind-altering substances. We enjoy his company, partly because our failings pale beside his. My trolley bristles with bacon, sausages, legs of lamb, tonic on top for the ride. But when our nephew arrives, he announces he's gone vegan. He's lost weight too, glows with purpose. His teeth are fixed. Where did the money come from? I open a can of beans for him and cook sausages for us. Eddie is half cut. The boy sips his kombucha. He asks about a loan. He knows Eddie is a soft touch by early evening. We're not gone yet, despite our excesses. I slip out, sit on the back steps where I can watch the swallows dart in the dimming light, roll up, take three long tokes. The first is calming. Second starts me coughing. The third, peace descends. Silhouettes of flitting birds merge with the night. When I come in, Eddie is snoring in his chair. Our nephew's at the stove, cutting up a sausage. He's inherited Eddie's indulgent streak. Wondered if they taste the same, he says. One is never enough, I reply. You're right, he says, cutting into another banger.